We're on the top of Chav Dalar Amud Beis. The Gemara, where Rashi learns at least, said that the Rabbanan, when are they not choshish for gomlin? When are they yes choshish for gomlin? Normally, the Rabbanan aren't choshish for gomlin. The Gemara first said Rabbi Yehuda is yes choshish for gomlin, except by demai. By demai he kilu. Versus the Rabbanan are normally not choshish for gomlin. When are they yes choshish for gomlin? When kleim naso biyada. When the guy is obviously interested in selling his tvua, and even though he's telling us now in this city that it's not good, buy from the other guy, he wouldn't be bringing his tools of sale if he didn't intend to sell it at some other point, and therefore it looks like they're pulling off this hoax that in this city he says the other guy's is good, and the other city the other guy will say his is good. Gemara says, the Heicha Itmar to Reb Chama Bar Ukva, where that halacha of when Kleum Naso Biyado, that we assume that since he has his tools of trade, he's going to sell these things. Where do we see that? Where is the source of that? Ahodisnan, Hakedor Shinyaki de Rosov, Vyorad Lishtos Maimina Yor. A potter put his pots down on the road, and he went to go drink. And there's a place where Amei Haaretz walk, so the shaila is now that these pots become tamei or not. So apnimios tahoros, vachitzonios tmeos. So the inner pots are tahor, because we assume that nobody bothered with them, nobody touched them, and the outer pots are tamei. Mara is now going to discuss in a few seconds what's talking about. But Tanya Elu Velu Tmeis, Mises of Bryson says that both of them are Tomei, the inner pots and the outer ones, the ones closer to the road and the ones inside. Amrib Chama Bar Ukva B'Shekliyum Nosu B'Yado. When are both of them Tomei? When the potter, right, displays his tools of trade, of sale. So everybody knows now that he's interested in selling these pots. So pots that are for sale, people come and they pick them up and they look at them or whatever. Pots that are not for sale, people don't touch other people's pots without rishus. And we'll see in one second, then why are the outer ones tamei if they don't touch them without rishus? None of them should be tamei. See in a second. Why? Yad kol hakol mishameshes bohen. Because now people have a right to go pick them up. They're going to inspect them to see if they want to buy them. So if his tools of trade are being displayed, then people assume that he's there to sell, and therefore they take the liberty of touching all the pots and inspecting them. So therefore we see from here that persons' tools of trade indicate that the things are up for sale. Okay. Same thing over here, when you see his tools of trade, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you know that he's intending to sell this, and even on this city, he's obviously telling you, don't buy from me, buy from my friend. In the next city, it's going to be the opposite. Mara says, Vatanya Elu Velu Tahoros, is another Bryce that says that both of them are Tahor, the inner and the outer one. So three Bryces. One says that the inner ones are Tahor and the outer ones are Tahor. And we said that that's talking where Enkli Umnaso, where the guy, well, we'll see one second what it's talking about. The one we know for sure is where both are Tahor, that's the second Bryce. That's where Kli Umnaso Biyado, and people pick them up to inspect them, inner and outer. What's the brisa that says that both are tahar? Amar Reb Chama Bar Ukva, kisha ein kliyum naso biyado. Right? Where it's ein kliyum naso. Where obviously the guy's not selling them. Not selling them. People don't touch any pots. You don't touch other people's pots. It's shol shol midas. You can't pick up somebody else's pot. Leave your hands off of something. It doesn't belong to you. Ay vehela hodis nana pnimios tahoris vechitzonis. If that's the case, then where's the case where the outer ones they could touch and the inner ones not? If the guy's selling them, he can touch all of them. If he's not selling, he can't touch any of them. So where is there a difference in the outer ones and the inner ones? I was not talking where they touch them on purpose. But the outer ones are right bordering the Rishus HaRabim. And usually the Rishus HaRabim has either posts or blocks of they have this still in places by the malls or whatever, outdoor malls. People don't get too close to the buildings, so they put posts or whatever near the buildings, bordering the Rishus HaRabim. So over there, what's it called? People are pushed to the Rishus HaYochid because of the and in between these posts, and he put the mamish right there. So Amei Ha'aretz walk by, and their clothing goes over the top of the Kalim, and it's Matami them. Right. Okay, so that's where we have this idea of Kli Umnus Biyado. Rashi HaKeder Shehu Chaver. The Keder himself is his Kalim, Rabbi Cheskes Tahara, because he's a Chaver. But he leaves them in a place where Amei Ha'aretz have access to them. So apnimios tahoros kula mitards of the Azul Kamei. The Gemara doesn't explain all these brises as we go on. B'shikliyum nusbiyado the hecker shu nosin lamochrit. So if he has his tools of trade displayed, you know he's interested in selling them, and people take the liberty of picking them up to inspect them. Mimashmeshes bohen livdok velikoch to inspect them and to buy them. Umishum chifufei rishus harabim shenosim bnei adam avonim gedolos or yesedos pegs or rocks mitzidei rishus harabim laharchi ko agolos mahazik esaksolim to keep the wagons away from the buildings. Umitoshen dochos harabim v'zehi niyak deiros of etzlam, and because of that they make the rishus harabim narrower, and people then are pushed to the sides. And he left his kalim mamish on the sides of Rishus HaRabim. Docher gam hu es haderech, v'ha'ovrim shom mischachachim bohem, right? The people who go by end up, what's it called, brushing against the kalim. U'bigdeim over in apnei aviram, and a klicheres, kederes or klicheres, there are makabel tumah from the avir, from the inside. U'bigdeim ha'aretz tmeim hem, v'ametam mischachitzonios, and therefore the outer ones, which are, what's it called, accessible to the people walking by, are tameh. The inner ones, which they don't get pushed to the inner ones, because the outer ones separate, those are tahar. Okay. The Iboy Seima, now we're going back to the original question. Right, we have our Mishnah that seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda is Choshesh for Gomlin, and the Mishnah by Demai that Rabbi Yehuda is not Choshesh for Gomlin, and the opposite by the Rabbanan. So B-boy is same another terrorist. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim b'mayla mitrumah liyuchsin kamifugay. The machlokus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is not whether choshim legomlin. It has nothing to do with whether we're choshesh that they're going to reciprocate their edus. But it's a different machlokus. Whether malim mitrumah, if you see a kohen eating trumah, if you see a person eating trumah, can you assume that he's kosher liyuchsin too? That he's not a cholo? Or Rashi seems to imply other places, he's not a mamzer or whatever. You can assume these are kosher kohen. Iboyelahu. And so that's the shaila, right? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that malim mitruma liyuchsin, and therefore we don't permit a kohen to eat truma unless there's two avim, because if we see a kohen eating truma, we can assume that he's kosher. Ad kedekach for yuchsin, and by yuchsin they surely made an extra mila that we don't let a kohen get married to somebody. Right, unless what's it called? He's kosher out of pishnei edim. Even the rabbanon agree to that. But the rabbanon say no. We don't need two edim to be machshir for truma, because just seeing a kohen eat truma does not imply that he is kosher liyuchsin. Truma we let him eat, yuchsin not, and therefore truma and edechod is good enough. And by yuchsin you need two edim. And if we are matter him l'truma, we're not going to come to be matter him automatically liyuchsin. Rashi. B'malam mitruma liyuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda Sover haroa shemachilin truma lo adam becheskes kohen made a lo bechol makom shu kohen u'malin osa liyuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if we'd let him eat truma with an eid echad, then we'd come to be malahim liyuchsin api that same eid echad. We'd assume that he's a real kosher kohen, and that we don't do. And the rabbanon hold no. Hilkach im tachileu truma hare atam eviyo lehasio isha. The time may lab mishum gomlin hulim, not because of gomlin, because of this problem. And therefore there's no question why Rabbi Yehuda is not choshesh legomlin by Demai, because he's never choshesh legomlin. But he's choshesh that we're mala mitruma liyuchsin. For Rabbanan Savrein mala mitruma liyuchsin, and therefore if we're matur a kohen to eat truma with an eid echad is fine, And it's not, we're not going to come to be malahim liyuchsin al pi the same eid echad legabi truma. We're going to need two eidim for a yuchsin. Iboyelahu. Okay. Now the Gemara goes and asks the shaila. Mahu lahalos mishtoros liyuchsin. Right, what if you see somebody signed in a shtar and it says kohen? Can you assume he's really a kohen or not? And therefore what? Establish him for yuchsin also legabi kohen. The Gemara says, hechidom. The aid himself signed himself as a Kohen who said he's really a Kohen. Right? Who's being made on him? He claims he's a Kohen. Who can you believe him? So that can't be the star we're talking about. Right? Aid, man koma sid olai, who's being made on him? He's just telling us he's a Kohen. We don't believe him. Lo tzricha dechsi be'ani ploni Kohen lo visi monami ploni v'chasimu sade. Right? That in the shtar it says, Reuven ben Shimon HaKohen lent Levi $100 or loaned $100 from Levi. And the Edom signed on it. So now, my, Amona Shabishtar Komasadi, O Dilma Kula Milsa Komasadi. When Edom signed on the shtar, are they signing just on the Iker, what happened over here, but not the peripheral facts that aren't germane to the Inyan? All they're saying is that we know that Levi loaned Reuven ben Shimon HaKohen $100. Do we know he's really Reuven ben Shimon HaKohen? We don't know. We know he's Reuven ben Shimon. Whether he's a Kohen or not, that's not our business. Or no. They won't sign, the Edom don't sign the Shtar until they verify that everything that's mentioned in the Shtar is true. Not just what the Shtar is written for. But the peripheral fact that it says he's a Kohen, they verified that too. So if you hold that an aid doesn't sign on a shtar till he verifies all the facts in the shtar, then you can assume that this guy's really a kohen. If you assume that an aid does not verify all the facts, all he's signing on is the ikar loan. More than that is not nogeya to anything, then we can't say that we know for sure he's a kohen, because the aid maybe just ignored that part. Rashi. Okay. Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda, Chad Omer Malin, the Chad Omer Ein Malin. So what's the halacha? Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, one of them, we don't know who, said that you can, that an aid, when he signs on the shtar, verifies all of the details of the shtar, and therefore if it says Kohen, you can assume he's a Kohen. And what's it called? And the other one holds not. La halacha l'maisa, if it says Kohen, you can't assume that he's a Kohen, because it could be that they wrote it wrong. And therefore the halacha is that if somebody's not a Kohen, if somebody's a Suffolk, whether he's a Kohen or not, better not to write anything. But if you did write Kohen, even if the guy's not a Kohen, the Shtar is still kosher. And the opposite is also true. If he is a Kohen, you didn't write Kohen, he's also kosher Shtar. Iboyelu. Ma'alu l'halus m'nesias kapayim liyuchsa. Right? You see a Kohen, get up to Duchen. So you can assume he's a Kohen. If it wouldn't be a Kohen, what's he getting up to Duchen for? Tiboyelu mandiomer ma'alu mitruma liyuchsin, tiboyelu mandiomer ein ma'alin. The question would not be solved if you hold Malam Mitruma or not. It's possible that Malam Mitruma liyuchsin and not Minasias Kapayim, and the opposite is true. It's possible Nasias Kapayim yes and Truma not. You wouldn't assume he's a Kohen because he eats Truma, but you could assume that he's Nasias Kapayim. Neither side would be Machriya the other side. Why? Tiboyelam and Yomer Malin Honey Mile Truma. If you hold that Malam Mitruma liyuchsin, still, you could hold ein malam and siyas kapayim. Why? Because truma is an oven misa. Right? If a guy's not a kohen, he's not going to eat truma. We chayiv misa for eating truma. And even if it's truma the rabban on the maisa, but the maisa is still a serious thing. Right? Avon siyas kapayim di isser esse, but siyas kapayim is only an isser esse. And here you see clearly that if Yisrael is what's it called nosei kapayim, he's over an esse. It says Amor Lohem or Kosev Orchu, only Kohanim and not Yisraelim. The Tosfos in Sota that we had, right, who said that, I remember who it was, one of the Amoraim said that if my friends told me to be Ola Leduchen, to be Teduchen, I would always go along with what people say and I would do it. So Tosfos says, first of all, what's it called, he doesn't know of any Isser for Yisrael to go up with the Kohanim to Duchen. So here, Gemara says, Beferish what the Yisrael is. So some say means over there, he didn't say Nesias Kapayim. He just went up to the Duchen. He stood there like a golem. what's it called, but if they want me to go up, I'll go up. And not necessarily that he was mevorich with them or whatever. Right. They also say Lamaisa is another issa. And he brach levatola, if he really duchen with them, and he said the bracha is a brach levatola. So Vaisla, he didn't do everything for sure. So then it could be that what Tosus means, there's no issa stam to go up to the duchen when the kohanim are duchen. Except you miss out the bracha, because you have to be ponim leponim. You have to be facing kohanim, he's facing with the kohanim to the ola. But that's mistam and not an issa, it's just, what's it called, just mafkia himself in the bracha lecha. Okay, issa say lo. Or maybe not, maybe there's no difference. Right? If you see a guy eating truma, you can assume he's a Kohen. And if you see that he's no se kapayim, which if he wasn't a Kohen, he'd be over in Isra Se, also you can assume he's a Kohen. But it could be not. Could be that truma you do assume, you see his kapayim not. Tiboy lamad yomer ein malin, the opposite is also true. Even if you hold ein malin mi truma le liuchsin, but maybe you see his kapayim, yeah. Why? Honey, merely truma de misach lebetzina. Truma, you can eat privately. You don't do it publicly. So if he eats it privately, maybe he doesn't really care if he's over an iser. And since it's private, so maybe he's not a kohen. Ava mesias kapayin de parhesia, ilav kohen hu kule haylo machsev inish nafshe. But mesias kapayin is a dover befarhesia, can't do it without a minion, so you need at least a minion. Right, so it's a dover shebefarhesia. Nobody's going to have the chutzpah to go up to be nosei kapayim if he's not really a kohen. So therefore, you can assume if he's nosei kapayim, that he's a kohen. But the fact that he eats truma, maybe he's an abaryan and he's not that embarrassed to do it privately, and therefore there's no right. Oh, dilma lo shnon, even if he's eating the truma publicly, not everybody knows it's truma. Right? But everybody knows that there's a Sias Kapayim. You see the guy up there with his hands up in the air, you know he's a no Sias Kapayim. Rashi. De'isr Misa, im Zarhu, if he's not really a Kohen, right, if he's a Zar, lohoya ochel truma shuav in Misa, then we can assume a guy is not going to be chayav Misa impersonate a Kohen, right? It's not that I'm forgetting my English, I'm just forgetting everything. Impersonate a Kohen. Okay. The Isra say, Kosevorchu atem velozorim. Rashi, what's the Isra say? Kosevorchu, you bless, but not Azar. The Lav Habomich Lalesa Yesi. Okay. Rav Chista v'Ravina. Chadom Ramalin, v'chadom Ra'ein Malin. Here the same thing. We have Rav Chista and Ravina. One holds that you're Malin Minasias Kapayim Le Yuchsin, and one holds you're not Malin Minasias Kapayim Le Yuchsin. Omerli Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Le Rava. Mahu Lahalos Minasias Kapayim Le Yuchsin. He asks the same Shaila. You know, he didn't hear the Psak from before. And he asks it on his own. Right? Are we Malin Minasias Kapayim Le Yuchsin or not? Omerle plugsed Rav Chista v'Ravina. Tzaka machlokas Rav Chista and Ravina. So he said, okay, fine. Now I know it's machlokas. Hilchas amai. What's halacha? Omerle ano masnisa yadana. He said, I'll tell you. I know a brisa that seems to imply one way. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer gedola chazaka. A chazaka is a great thing, and you leave people on their chazaka. Shneamar umibnei hakohanim bnei chavya ben hakotz. Bnei Barzilai asher lokach mibnos Barzilai hagiladi isha vayikra al shmam elu bikshu ksovam hamisyachasim velo nimtzu. It says that when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, so they were Kohanim who had taken from the daughters of Barzilai hagiladi, and since he was such a chashuv person, they called the family on his name, on the wives' names, right, not on the husbands' names, but they were Kohanim in the Gola. They considered us Kohanim. And they looked, when they came back, they had to bring their yichus brith to show that they were Kohanim who were roy now to work in the Beis HaMikdash, be oved in the Beis HaMikdash, because Kohanim, a oved, needs a lot more, corroboration, certification than a Kohen who just eats truma, especially b'chutzlar, truma's on the rabbana. And they couldn't prove their yichus. Vayigalu min hakohuna, and because of that, they were pushed away from the kohuna. Vayomer hatarshos lohem, and Nehemiah said to them, right? Nechemya ben Chachloa, he was a Tarshasa. Ashelo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim, they can't eat from kodesh hakadoshim, mashma from korbanos. They can't do avoda. Ad amod kohen ba'urim v'tumim, until Mashiach comes. Because in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no urim v'tumim. So until there be a kohen ba'urim v'tumim, until Mashiach will come, you can't be oved avoda. Omer lohem, hari atem becheskascha, ba'meha yisim ochlim begola bekot shagvul. You remain with your chazaka. You, till now, you had a chazaka being a kohen. We're not going to take that away from you. What did you do in Chutz Laaretz? You ate truma. They had truma in Bodom. Right? It's close enough there to Israel. You used to take off truma. What's it called? So it shouldn't be forgotten, the whole union of truma. Bisman Azeh, the Mavat of that halacha, that any even places one step out of there, so you don't take truma semaisis. For various reasons. Afkan bekotshi agvul. Okay? So here also they could eat truma. Yisol gadai tichmalim in siyas kapayim liyuchsin. Honey kivin de parsi. What did they do in Chutz Laaretz? They were nosei kapayim too. So mistama they let them be continue being nosei kapayim here. But if you hold that your nose that your mala from the siyas kapayim to what's it called to yuchsin, so it's going to come out of kilkul. They're going to think that they're kohanim miyuchasim. And they'll end up doing the avoda too. Osi laskinu. Where it says no, Shani Hocha the Reyach Eskai. Right over here, it's worse, because here everybody knows that they tried to find their yichus and the chazaka was not strong. So here, people know already. These people are already mefukfak. So even though it can be no sekapayim, they can even treat truma, but l'maisel gabi yuchsin, gabi avod or not. Okay. The ilo tema hochi l'man domer malim mitruma liyuchsin. Even the achli betruma silaskinu, truma they for sure let them eat. How could they do that? If you hold that, let me truma liyuchsin. But here it's different because everybody knows that they tried to verify their kahuna and they couldn't. So therefore, we let them remain what they did in Chutz Laaretz, and we're not afraid that people are going to assume from that more because everybody knows that these kohanim are mefukfakim. Okay. And olam ishum dereyach eskayu because the chazaka was weakened. We're not afraid that we're going to assume either from the Siyas Kapayim or Truma that they're okay. See Rashi, we'll stop here. Gedola Chazaka, Shein Beisin Yichol Lahol Shidor Mecheskasa. We leave something on the Chazaka. It was, if you did this till now, you can continue doing it, unless we know for sure differently. Big Shuk Sovim Mashiach, Sim Shiu Kohanim Ksherim. They looked to find proof that they were 100% Kohanim. Lefisha Hishatnu Kohanim Begola Begoyi Horet, because many Kohanim got married to Goyim, and their children were Chalolim. The Yoldol Hem Bonim Kedavsiva Sefer Ezra. The Hem Chalolim, as Hutzrachu had no Lodim, the Golu, the Shiachis, Kisholim, and Agol, the Shores within Yisheni. Therefore, they made every Kohen prove that he was a Kohen before they let him do the Avodin by Yisheni. By Igolu Nifsu, they were puzzled. Miloshim Lechem Meguam. Hatar Shosahu Nechemia Ben Chachloi, the Hem Kosuba Sefer Ezra. Adamot coin the urim ko adam shomer lechaveru at shiovo mashiach. The urim v'tumim lohavi b'mikdasheni shenechs ruchamish dorim kelamrin b'sever yuma. The five things missing: the aron and the kapores and the urim v'tumim, shchina, like the eish shalom isbeach. All those things were missing in bayis sheni. Mikodesh hakadoshim dafka mikodeshin mikdash paslino. Only from korbanos did they passel them. Since they had a chazaka to eat truma, they continued with that chazaka. They weren't vadi na kohanim, only a sofik. So the gabe, what they were mulsa, they remained mulsa. What they was new, they didn't, weren't allowed to do. Kotshi hagvul, truma shino hegis begvulim chutzal mikdash elayim. Truma is called kotshi hagvul, because it's no way gafilo outside the base of mikdash. Af kan be kotshi hagvul, mid the omra b'yose gedole chazaka, shmami no nesias kapayim, nami lo asra alayim. They were mulsik to be no sekapayim also in Chutz Laaretz. Shari chuchzaku begvulim. The Yisrael kadai techosu lasukinu mahu ilu b'takanosav. If people see them being no sekapayim and they'll assume that they're good for yuchsin, they're also good to be over in the Beis HaMikdash. Shani hocha delekala mechash lesakinu. Over here it's different. Nobody is going to assume, not from Truma and not from the Siyas Kapayim, that they're full-fledged Kohanim. Why? To harreach eskayim, because everybody knows that they tried to prove they were Kohanim, they couldn't. Shari HaKol Roim Shar Kohanim Ochum Kotshe Yom Mikdash. They see other Kohanim being Oved. They see other Kohanim eating Korbanos. They see these guys can't do that. So if they know already they can't eat Korbanos, then There's obviously a sofik in their kahuna, they're not going to be maler than liyuchsin either. The heimenim ochlim yesh kan heker gogel sheish when tzad psul. Aval shar ben yodim, ki gom bizman hazeh, la'olam maler min nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin. But in chanami, bizman hazeh, where somebody is not reyich hazkake, and we see him eating truma, or being nosei kapayim, then could be that we are not lim liyuchsin. Dilo teima hochi, the aldo somuch, sheish kan, kohen, heker truma, if you don't hold like that, then the truma is also prahad. We let me truma, malim me truma liyuchsin. Elamai, over here it's different because people see that they're not full fledged kohanim. They can't do avoda. They can't eat kachim. The mele, what's it called? They don't assume from the truma and the siyas kapayim that they're full fledged kohanim.